agree these days, at least in some circles, is almost a virtue, not a sin. And yet greed is such a destructive force in this world. That's why greed is one of the seven deadly sins. And you know something? It's still deadly. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as Keith Henry and I take a look at overcoming temptation from a different perspective. And stick with me, because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about the free daily devotional Fresh to help you live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. One of the most fascinating creatures alive on this earth is the stock market, because it's a place where people trade shares in companies, and it behaves so irrationally. During the so-called dot-com boom a few years back, people were paying exorbitant amounts of money for shares in companies that were losing money hand over fist. It was all about getting a stake in the new economy. It was all about greed. And then during the huge boom that followed, people behaved as though there was no tomorrow. Eat, drink, be merry. They couldn't imagine another recession. But as surely as God made little green apples, it came. And billions, no, trillions of dollars were wiped off the stock markets of the world in a matter of days. Now, don't get me wrong, I believe very much in hard work and free enterprise, but if there were ever a beast that was like a massive neon sign advertising humanity's greed, it'd have to be the stock market. Fortunes made and lost. It seems that in the good times, greed isn't a sin or a vice. It's almost, well, we applaud it. But when the bad times come, as surely they do, what we discover is this: greed is a sin, and it's still deadly today. Keith Henry, what do you think about greed?
Greed is one of those things that is very little understood, because what you just described there could also be gluttony, where you want more money at the stock market. Greed, in this context, in terms of our personality, is not so much about wanting more. It's more about hoarding what you have. It's being greedy and not sharing it because you don't think you'll have enough, right? So greed actually is not gluttony. It's the opposite. It's actually hoarding. The problem here is greed brings about fear, or it's related to fear. And with this greed, you hoard it so that you don't give it away, that you'll be able to survive.
Okay, not sharing nicely with the other children.
That's right.
Interesting, some Proverbs. Proverbs 15:27 says, "A greedy man brings trouble to his family, but he who hates bribes will live." And Proverbs 28:25, "A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper." So it's interesting. It's what you're saying. It's this hoarding mentality that I won't share and I won't give away, because God does call us to give a lot of what we get away.
That's right, and that's where we hoard on to it. I know I'll only give $10 in the plate today instead of $100 because I might need the rest. I'll go for lunch, right? I need it for that. So it's not gluttony. Greed is something, is based on fear. It's a fear that I won't have enough. It's a fear that actually in the Bible says, you know, if you doubt and have fear, you just won't prosper.
Fear is a destructive thing.
Totally destructive. One of the most destructive things. And this is what greed's referring to, the destruction of fear and doubt.
So what sort of personality type? Because over the last few days, what you've been telling us is that each of these particular seven deadly sins is kind of hooked to one of the particular personality types. Some people are more prone to this than others. Who's the person who's most prone to greed?
The server.
Now, that surprises me. Why the server?
Well, the server comes from thinking, right? First of all, they think a lot, more than any other type of personality. And when you think, it's very easy to have fear because you think of what could go wrong.
Mm.
It's also the servers are not always the most extroverted people, and they're a bit quieter. And some servers need to actually, might be in a party, but they need to get away from that. They need to have time alone, in other words, greed to get alone, so they can recharge the batteries. They're just not extroverts. They just need to hoard themselves away from everybody for a time.
It's kind of weird because, again, I mean, yesterday we were talking about the encourager, and I made the point, well, we love having encouragers around. And I tell you, I love having servers around too, because people who want to serve you are a delight to be with, are they not?
Oh, they are. They make our life easy, don't they?
Yeah.
But they do have a fear. They come from anxiety and worry. A server is looking at what can go wrong.
That makes sense.
Right? They can see things that we don't see, the potholes and things like that. And so they are looking from a fear perspective all the time.
Okay. And so that's what spills over. When you let that fear grip you too much, that's what spills over into the greed thing?
It does. Then you start hoarding yourself. I can't give any more myself. I can't give anything else away because I might need it. The stock market might crash tomorrow. I'll put my money in the bank. Or the parable of the talents, the person who buried the money in the soil.
Because they wouldn't put it at risk.
No, they don't want to risk anything. These are anti-risk people.
Ah. So the sort of person you want as an accountant, maybe.
A lot of the people are accountants.
Oh, really? Mm. Okay.
They're very analytical type people. Yep. They use their mind, they analyse.
Okay. So, okay, let's say I'm a server. I'm not, but let's say I'm a server. And let's say this fear is gripping me, and let's say I've been listening to Keith Henry today, and I'm thinking, you know something? That thing that he's talking about is exactly what I go through. So now what, Keith? What can the person who suffers from this do about it?
There is an answer in the Bible. In 2 Peter 1, which we mentioned before, the virtue is there that you actually gain knowledge. Because if you gain knowledge of the Word of God, it's got to be the right knowledge, the knowledge can set you free.
Okay.
Right? So they have to actually see what God's Word says. Mm-hmm. And the other part, of course, is it's right. We're talking about faith now. How do you get faith? You get it through the Word of God, right? Mm-hmm. Knowing more about the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. I seem to get faith dangling off a cliff every time. You know, that's where I get my faith, brother, and the Word of God. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's right. But once you get the faith, you then set the Bible says you must put it into action. Faith without action. Dead.
But that's good for a server, because a server is an action person, right?
Well, they are only action to serve you, but in their own world, they're fearful or anxiety people. They hoard. The Bible says, no, have faith and go out and do it.
Mm.
So buy those shares or go out and see that person or go to that party or go to whatever. So it has to be faith with action based on knowledge.
Okay. Give me a really practical example. I'm struggling to grasp this one.
Okay. Take, for instance, a person who wants to invest in a company or want to start their own company, say. Yep. What they have to do, they have to have a lot of faith to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So often they will analyse and gain more and more knowledge, become more fearful, see more of the problems that they can fall into. They actually have to take the step. They have to have faith and take the step. It's not till they take the step that they can overcome their fear.
That's good. That's good. So fear kind of paralyzes, doesn't it?
Very good way of putting it, yes.
Fear stops you, you're like, and you freeze.
Yes.
We all experience that sometimes. And yet what you're saying for the person who is the server, they just step out, use their gift, take the risk, because the risk is not a risk if it's done in faith.
That's right. They analyze enough, they think about it enough, but they think about it too much.
This is the just do it
just
solution.
Just do it, yeah. And so greed comes from a basis of fear.
That's good. That was really good. Thank you for that, Keith. Well, tomorrow we're going to look at the next one in the list of the seven deadly sins, and that next one is laziness.
Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional, Fresh. I'd love to send it to you to help you draw closer to God, overcome the devil, and live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. Again, it's called Fresh, a short daily devotional with a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, Fresh, for you each day, and it's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.